Blog Talk Radio.
Change Radio with Rhonda is an international radio show to broaden the reach, educating the world on changing their mindsets in order to change their lives. Welcoming a variety of guests who will spark a transformation in how you think about wealth, health, and your self-worth. Every show will offer a teaching environment for our podcast and internet listeners. An EduJam party for your mind is yours on Change Radio with Rhonda.
Good morning, everyone. I am welcoming to the show Ms. Lori Ann Davis. Ms. Lori Ann is a relationship specialist, and I'm telling you, I've been waiting for this call because I've been wanting to hear what an expert has to say and talk about in the form or in the subject of relationship, because I myself am not an expert on relationships when you talk about personal relationships. So good morning, Ms. Davis.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you. I'm really excited to have you on the show. I'm so serious. So I know that you have your book out, correct? Unmasking Secrets to Unstoppable Relationships. Tell us about your book and how we can get our hands on it and all that good stuff and what made you write the book.
Sure. I am a certified relationship specialist, and what that means basically is that I have a master's in clinical psychology. I have been practicing doing individual family marriage counseling for, it's been 30 years now. I almost hate to admit that. So I've done all kinds of things in my career. But currently, I am a relationship coach working with singles and with couples sometimes, who really want to create those happy, healthy relationships but don't know how. And so I created this book because clients used to say to me sometimes in session, I wish that when I left your office that you were sitting on my shoulder and talking to me. And I was sitting over having coffee with a girlfriend one day, and we were sort of talking, and she's kind of an editor by trade, and she said, Lori, you need to write a book. And I thought, write a book, you got to be crazy, we talked about it a little more, and I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I really should take what I think are my basic secrets and put them in a book, and I designed it so that it was like me sitting on your shoulder talking to you. That was the whole premise of the book. And so, you know, I had my own long-term relationship that was very successful for over 25 years, and you know, even the best relationships, sometimes people can grow in different directions and things can happen in life. And we did end up going our separate ways, which is something I never thought would happen, but it did. And then I found myself single out in the world and trying to learn to date. So I started thinking and thinking about all of these things that I knew and what had been successful for, you know, over 25 years. And, you know, took that forward and was successful in dating, which is how I started working with singles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm now happily married again. And I thought, you know, I do have all this information from my training, from my life experience personally and with clients. And I tried to put that into what I think are really simple, easy, not always easy to do, but easy to understand tidbits for people that they could use in pieces even to create better relationships. And so you can find the book, you can find all the information about me, blogs I write, everything on my website.
Okay. Now, what's your website?
My website is my name. It's loriannandavis.com, and so that's loriannandavis.com.
Okay. So I am stuck on your sentence that said, I dated successfully, because I don't think I date successfully, Lori, and I don't know what it is. I said I was going to stop saying that I hate dating because I know that's not positive speaking, and I want to speak positive into the dating thing because I am single. But tell me, what do you mean when you say date successfully?
Yeah, you know, that was a term I came up with. I run a meetup group that's called Successful Single in Charlotte, and I teach a class that actually I'm starting my next one on May 17th. that I teach locally and or via conference call, doesn't matter how you join us. And I call it Secrets to Successful Dating. And it's, again, it's all the things I think you need to do in order to learn how to be ready to date. Because, you know, your show talks about, you know, your mindset and positive thinking, and I love that. If you're not ready to date, if you don't have the right beliefs, the right mindset, you're going to go out there and Mr. Right or Miss Right could be right in front of you, but you're not going to find them, or you're going to find something wrong with them, or you're going to show up in a way that they aren't interested in you, and they're going to walk right past. And so we have to have our minds right first. And then we know, you know, there's some skills we need. From when I was dating when I was 22 years old and met my first husband, things changed an awful lot. So, you know, 4.5 years ago when I started dating again, 5 years ago, something like that, things were different. Men and women, you know, they're a little older, and so they're not in their 20s anymore. They date differently. Online dating, geez, that didn't exist. You know, I'm really aging myself, but that didn't exist when I was in college dating. And there just there's so many things that have changed. I think that it's when we have children and exes and, you know, all this stuff in our lives when we're no longer in our 20s and in college.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of layers to dating that there aren't when you're younger. And you've been hurt, maybe,
True.
So you've got some baggage. We need to learn how to deal with all of that. We need to learn about dating etiquette in today's society. We have to learn to attract the right man or the right woman. And I find for women, this is especially the case. Women that are successful in their careers, they're successful in life, they've been single for a while, they have lost really that edge that they need to really attract somebody because they are in that successful mode in work, which is wonderful.
Right.
But I know that you know what I'm talking about. That same successful mode in work is exactly what keeps you not successful in dating.
Okay,
and that's a lot to take in.
You mean? Yeah.
Yes.
So, I can be layers of focus on trying to accomplish, you know, my business goal, get a book done, right, or whatever I'm doing at the moment. So you're saying that does not work in dating?
It doesn't work in dating. And the reason is, you know, there's a difference between masculine and feminine energy. And some people talk about it, but not near enough. So we all have both. We are all capable of acting in both. But in relationships, we really got to get in touch with that core energy. And for women, that is usually, every now and then it's different, but usually that is feminine energy. So the problem is when we are successful women out there and we've been alone and independent for a while, we are spending most of our time, sometimes I know women that spend almost literally all of their time in masculine energy. So masculine energy is writing that book. It's working in your business. It's all that doing, right? Achieving, doing, multitasking, being successful. And women can do that very well, and they should do that if they want to. But the problem is when we approach dating in that masculine energy, so when I'm in front of groups of people, I can use my hands. So I have to give you a visualization for this. Picture two rams, you know, these nature shows when we see the rams with those big, you know, the horns, and the two men two males are fighting and how they're butting heads with those rams. That's what it's like if you're a woman and you're in masculine energy and you're out dating. You're repelling men. You're sending them flying the opposite direction because what men are attracted to is our feminine energy. It's those polarities, the difference that draws us together. So we're out there, you know, in this masculine energy. Now, we can be strong and confident and be in feminine energy. But if you're being strong and confident in masculine energy, or if you're afraid of being hurt, if you're, you know, saying, you know, there's nobody good out there, or, you know, all the guys are just after sex, or they just want my money, or whatever it is that you've got, you know, that guard kind of up, all that comes across as this masculine energy, and it's like putting a dome around you, really, that's going to repel everybody. Mm-hmm. Now, are we doing that on purpose? No. You know, no. Nobody's, most people at least, aren't doing that on purpose. But that's what I see women doing every single day, and then they're frustrated and they're sad because they're not attracting the right men. So we have to learn how to go out and date and get in touch with that feminine energy, which, by the way, whether you're dating or not, being in touch with that and spending time in that really rejuvenates you and creates balance in your life. And it's just good for you, whether there's a man involved or not, you know. But it's essential in relationships, in having good relationships. Men aren't out there dating, or they don't want to be married to another guy in a dress, right?
Right.
You know, they're looking for that balance. And so are we, ultimately. We're looking for that balance as well. But we've really lost track of that, I think, in today's society.
You know, that makes sense. But in my mind, I'm hearing my male friend's voice, and because he works a lot. And so he said to me recently, he's like, you get it in just as hard as I do. I guess that was not good, huh? You know what I mean?
No.
I'm always doing, like, multiple things, right?
Right.
Because, you
yeah.
know, so when you think about it, so how does the independent woman facade correlate to being able to, you know what I'm saying, what you're saying, this masculine energy that will not attract our, you know, could be mate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because women work
hard on
the
independent. Or it attracts the wrong one. Right.
Okay.
You know, or it attracts the wrong one. It attracts the guy who wants to be taken care of and mothered. And, you
oh,
know,
Lord,
most
no.
women aren't looking for that.
No, he can stay
yeah.
at home.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So how we do that is we really have to, before you go on a date, or, you know, I encourage the women that I work with, you need to find time every day to do this so that it becomes a part of you. So we're going to find time to tap into that feminine energy. And feminine energy basically is the opposite of masculine energy. So it's just being. It's not doing,
mm-hmm.
it's not accomplishing, it's being. It's that softer energy. It's that, you know, when you feel that intuitiveness, when you feel that nurturing but not in a controlling way. So,
okay.
you know, I tell moms, if you have children, when you are sitting on the couch or, you know, in bed with your kids and you're just snuggling with them, you're not telling them to brush their teeth, you're not telling them what to do, you're simply just being there with them and snuggling, and you're feeling that warmth and that nurturing. That's feminine
mm-hmm.
energy. So if you're single and
gotcha.
You don't have that, you know, it's that, you know, soaking in a bubble bath and, you know, or reading maybe a romantic novel or something that you, for me, it can even be cooking because I'm sort of in a zone. You know, I'm not worried
mm-hmm.
about anything. I'm just enjoying the process. And I've got music going on and my glass of wine.
Yes.
And I'm just in this zone. It's, you know, being out in nature. It's, you know, putting on. So I love this one. If you're going out on a date. And I wrote about this
mm-hmm.
in the book. I wrote about all of this. So all of this stuff is written in my book. In a lot more
I
got to
get this book. Mm-hmm.
But if you're going on a date, let's say. What are you wearing? You know, I don't care what you're wearing on the outside. Wear something that makes you feel good about yourself. I don't care about what's on the outside. You know, that everybody else is going to see. What are you wearing underneath? So are you wearing, you know, bras and panties that make you feel feminine, that make you feel good?
Okay.
You know, this guy on this date probably isn't going to see it, and you might not even want him to. But the idea isn't for him. It's you're doing it for you. Because it's making you feel good, and it makes you feel sort of feminine and a little sexy and a little flirty.
Oh,
and you do that whether you're going out on a date or not, right? It's
mm-hmm.
that ta- tapping back into the fact that I'm a woman, and I love being a woman, and I'm happy with that.
Yes.
And the confidence and the strength comes out in, I know who I am, and I like myself, and I know what I have to offer somebody, but not in a put it in your face kind of way, not in a I don't need a man, you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you do.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out what
right.
you need him for. You might not need him for a paycheck or to fix the toilet, anything else. But do you need him because it would be really nice to end your day having dinner with somebody, talking to somebody? I had a client the other day said, I don't need a man for, you know, money or finances, but I need one for sex. You know, and I'd say,
well,
a partner
mm-hmm.
for sex, right? And I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need them for something, and need's not a bad word. Needy is a bad word. But needing a man for something in a relationship is not a bad word. So when we tap into all of that and we feel good, but we go out with that softer, receptive strength and confidence, it looks so different than the other kind looks, than the masculine energy looks. Then men will notice you. You don't have to be the slimmest, prettiest, most intelligent, whatever it is you think
right.
you need to be, woman in the room.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that, the men will notice you, and you will get attention.
All right. I am your newest book purchaser. I'm going to get it today because I need the book. I'm so serious, and it's not just me. I know several of my girlfriends like myself, and basically, but what listen to what you're saying, we all have this masculine energy because we've been doing our thing for so long, right? Single moms
yes.
are taking care of the house, the jobs, the businesses.
Yes.
See, I told
been
you
there,
I was waiting
done
on
that.
This call today.
Yes. You know, and so then we want to be in control. You know, I talked to, you know, I would say about 3/4 of my clients are women, and the other 1/4 are men, and I love my male clients. They're wonderful. And
mm-hmm.
so they'll say is that, remember, men need to succeed. They want to feel like they can please you. They want to feel like they're accomplishing something. They want to be in that masculine energy. But ladies, we have to give them space to be in that masculine energy. And then we need to let them succeed. So when you go out on these dates, you know, I have women who'll say, oh, you know, he didn't do this right. He didn't do that right. He didn't do this right. Well, and then they say, I don't understand. I'm not getting second dates. Well, you know, I'm going to be really blunt with you. You're not getting second dates because he didn't feel good about being with you.
So even if
you found things wrong with him, for one thing, let's talk about your mindset, right? If you're going out on a date looking for what's wrong with him, you're never going to find somebody. You can find stuff wrong
mm-hmm.
with anybody. So let's go
right.
out on the date thinking about what you like about them. And really, even if he's not right for you, or if guys are listening, if she's not right for you, but go out with the mindset that, you know what, I'm going to see how many things I liked about this person and how many things maybe we had in common. And my goal on this date is to make them feel good about themselves, even if the only thing you found good is that they showed up, right? You know, make them feel good that they showed up. You don't have to see them again, but make that as your goal, that you want them to feel good about themselves and you want to make a connection. And the reason you're doing that is because you never know when it's Mr. Right. And when it is, that kind of behavior is going to get you that next date that you need. So we want to show up with that. We want to make him feel good so that, right, even if he's not right for you, he's going to be right for somebody. So leave him feeling good about himself. So they need to succeed. We need to tell them what they've done right. They need to feel good about us. That's that connection. That is what will get you. And, you know, honestly, it may take you a few dates before you know. So you want that second date. And sometimes it's obviously clear that you don't want a second date. But I tell this story over and over, my poor husband. But you know, I didn't know. It probably was not till our fourth date, I think, that I really had an idea that he was somebody I really was interested in. There was nothing wrong, and I was interested enough to want to go on another date. But it took him, I think, that long before he was comfortable enough to really share enough of himself. Well, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was just me. Maybe it took me that long to see it. I don't know. But if I hadn't given him the benefit of the doubt and I hadn't been receptive and appreciative, you know, and making him want to ask me out again, which he did right after every date, I wouldn't have this wonderful husband that I have now.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's really awesome. Now, I should let everyone know, because you do have callers on the line, that we actually did meet. We were both in South Carolina together a couple of years ago at Carol St. Carr's conference.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, Trenae Carter actually has a question for you as it relates to dating. Trenae.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
Good.
When Rhonda said how she knows you, I know you too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Where do you know me?
I know you from the same place Rhonda knows you from.
Oh, okay. That was a wonderful day. So what's your question?
It was. My question is, I don't like dating either. This is how my plan is to date when I decide that I'm going to start dating. I don't have a whole lot of time to figure it out. I don't want to waste a lot of time going out to a movie, going out to a dinner with somebody new, just to figure out within 10 minutes of the dinner that I don't like you.
Right.
I don't want to do that. So this is my plan. And you tell me if you agree or you disagree or you agree.
Okay.
My plan is we can go out, we can have some coffee. We'll have coffee and we'll meet. And we'll have a little conversation then. And, you know, let it progress that way. We can have a couple of meetings for coffee because I want to get to know you in a short bite, a couple of bites.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we can move on to maybe some lunch. Dinner at a movie is a big investment. Going out to a play is a big investment. That's an investment in my time of me getting dressed up, me getting dolled up for somebody that I just don't like. And then I'm really not going to have a good time. So for me, I think that I want to get to know you in small bites for coffee. I'll buy my own coffee. I'll buy my own chai tea latte. You buy
your own. That's that masculine energy. You need to let him buy the coffee.
No, Rhonda is right about that point. But you know what? Your plan is a good plan. And so I always tell singles that start small. Yes, a coffee date, or even sometimes people would like to meet in the evening for a glass of wine. But it's something small, and if what you find is that this person really is, you know, way off the mark, you're right. Nobody's invested a lot of time or a lot of money. Because I do have gentlemen who'll say to me, you know, I take women to these nice restaurants, and I've spent all this money, and I don't hear from them again, and they're mad. And I say, okay, we have to talk about it. Number one, we're not doing that until, you know, date four or five or so. But no, so your plan in small bites definitely is, or sometimes I'll tell people, you know, the weather's beautiful. I don't know where you are, but in Charlotte we have lots of walking trails. You could even do that. You're getting some exercise while you're walking. Doesn't cost anybody anything. So, but I do agree with Rhonda, though. If you can offer to pick up your own, I think that men appreciate that sometimes. But if he offers, then you need to let him do that. You need to let him buy your coffee or buy your glass of wine. You know,
I mean,
it's okay.
I'm good with that. At my age, I don't have a whole lot of time to babysit and nurture. I have a lot of things going on, too. I have books. I have products. I have a lot of stuff going on. And see, for me, I feel like I need a man that's going to run alongside. We need to be like a pack of wolves. That's
sure.
how he needs to be.
But let me interject one thing, because I don't want you to get off the line before I talk to you about one thing that I hear you saying that you need to be cautious about. I love that you have this full life that you want somebody to join in. And when I talk to people about, like, writing online dating profiles, you know, that's great. The one tweak that I want to make to that, though, for the way you might be thinking this, but when you present it to someone, you tweak it in the way that you say, I've got this wonderful life. But when you say to somebody, I don't have time for any of this, what that says to them is, I don't have time for you and a relationship. So we tweak that to say, I have this full, fabulous, wonderful life that I can't wait to incorporate somebody else into and to learn from them and to join them on their journey as well. Right? You see the difference on how that feels?
Okay. Well, I think I've patterned myself that the husband that I see myself having is one that a marriage coach that I love, Ms. Gwen. I watch her and her husband, how they operate together. They are a team. When I say team, they are a team. When she does something, we did something together and he came by and he got me. I saw how he handled my products with care. He handled her products with care. He handled both of us with care, and he was supportive. And that's not and that's how he does things. And he makes her important. And she doesn't mind sitting back being the lady, because I think we should all have, every day we are a woman, but we need to learn how to be ladies again.
We do. And, you know, I teach a whole course on that.
Mm-hmm.
On the power of feminine energy. I've written blogs on it. There's, you know, a lot of stuff on my website about that. It's in the book. So you're right. We do. We complain sometimes that men don't do anything for us. But we have to give them space to do it. And we have to, if you're single, you want to start the relationship with allowing him to do for you and not taking that control. And if he doesn't step up and do some of that, then guess what? He might not be the right one. And, you know, and you don't want to set the precedence that way. But that doesn't mean we have to let go of control. You know, it doesn't mean that he makes all the decisions and we have no say-so. I definitely would never suggest that. But we do have to be willing to give up control and allow him to do things his way and allow, you know, I look at my husband sometimes, we're very different. And, you know, sometimes I think you're doing that, you know, there's really a better way to do that. But you know what? If it's not important, I keep my mouth shut.
Let it go.
And I let him do it his way. And sometimes when he suggests things to me, my first reaction, you know, because I'm a doer, is to go, well, yeah, but I could also do it this way. And I think, but really? You know, what difference does it make? And so when it doesn't make a difference, I say to him, you're right, that's a good way to do that. And if I can, I do it his way. Because you know what? It improves my relationship. It draws him to me. It makes him feel good. And in the scheme of things, really, what difference does it make on the small things, which way I do it? You know, whether I put my taxes in the mailbox or whether we run it to the post office. I mean, you know, so those little things, we have to think about the relationship. And like you said, we're a team. We have to make it a priority. And actually, that's one of my secrets in my book and how to do that. But men are different than us. So there's a lot of education that I think needs to happen so that we can have those better relationships.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we have 90 seconds left on the call, so one more time, please let everyone know how to reach you. Give us your website again.
Yes, it is loriannandavis.com, loriannandavis.com. And if you're single and you want to check out my class that's starting in a couple of weeks, please go under events, take a look at it, get the book, send me an email. Let me know how I can help you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. This call has been very informative. I tell you, I think I'm going to listen to it one more time after the show.
And then let me know how I can bless you, Rhonda.
Yes, you have already blessed me. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show, Lori.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you to all the callers who called in today to listen in on Change Radio with Rhonda. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did, because it was truly phenomenal, one of the best shows I've had in a while. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Thank you once again for listening to Change Radio with Rhonda on Blog Talk Radio, where you get an EduJam party for your mind. Your listenership is greatly appreciated. Remember to follow us on Facebook. Until next time, I'll see you at the top.